Do you shit all over yourself? I remember one of the first times my very wise mama said something to that effect. It was something like, I try not to shit all over myself. And I was like, what? It wasn't until quite a few years later that I connected the dots from that saying to self-gaslighting. Here's the thing though, while I personally try to avoid using the word should or shouldn't, it's not always self-gaslighting. So when is it self-gaslighting and when isn't it? In this month, as we're talking about living in the land of shoulds, I thought it would be a great idea to spend one quick episode specifically on the word should and shouldn't. So today I'm going to get into the nitty-gritty of self-gaslighting and the word should and help you spot the signs in the experience and know what else you could do instead. Before I do that though, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Sarah Morales, the host of this podcast, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're new to the pod and want to know a little bit more about me and the offerings that I have to help people heal from the effects of chronic gaslighting, please check out my website, deconstructinggaslighting.com. I'll have the links in the show notes. So let's begin getting into the nitty-gritty by revisiting my definition of gaslighting. And that is when one person or a group of people, through covert behaviors, convinces another one that what they think, feel, believe, perceive is inaccurate or invalid. And what I want to focus on here today as we're talking about should or shouldn't and self-gaslighting is that second part where it's about convincing somebody to think or feel or believe or perceive differently than they would if they were connected to their true authentic self. Let's further go and let's look at the definition of should. I'm such a word nerd, y'all. Like, I know I've said it before, I will Google a definition of a word that I am using in a text to a friend because words have power. And so using them, there's meaning, there's significance, there's importance. And I think clarity comes when we have shared meaning around what words mean. So definition of should. According to Oxford Languages, should is a word that is used to indicate obligation, duty, correctness, typically when criticizing someone's actions. It's also indicating a desirable or expected state. So here's the thing. Should, when we use it in conjunction with how I should feel, how I should think, how I should believe, how I should perceive, because of some way that we feel obligated or because it's someone else's definition of what is right, because it's expected of me, that coincides with self-gaslighting. It's not coming from a place of authenticity and connection to ourselves. Should, because it's in alignment with my authentic values, beliefs, etc., is not self-gaslighting. I want to point out again that what we're focusing on here is not just should, but should and shouldn't. They are two sides of the same exact coin. So you could interchange either one of those. The principles of what I'm going to talk about today apply to both of those words. So I wanted to give you some examples of ways that I've heard these words used throughout my time being a professional coach. So let's look at first a few examples of some self-gaslighting ways that should was used. I should be grateful. I should stay with him because he's a good dad. I shouldn't be so angry. I should be able to be past all of this. I could go on. Like, I could probably fill 10 minutes of this episode of ways that I have heard my clients and honestly myself and lots of people around me use the word should or shouldn't in ways that are self-gaslighting. Now, if you must use the word should, here are a few non-gaslighting examples of should. I should be more intentional with my work hours so that I spend more time with my family. I should put it on my calendar to work out so that I follow through with my fitness goals. I shouldn't watch one more episode of that show I'm watching on Netflix because I'm trying to prioritize my health and getting a minimum of 7 hours of sleep at night. Are you seeing the difference? It's one thing to try to convince ourselves to feel differently about something. I should be grateful. I shouldn't feel the way that I'm feeling. I should feel grateful. That is trying to convince ourselves to feel differently about something than we do, and that is self-gaslighting. It's a completely different thing to own our feelings, recognize that maybe our feelings are taking ourselves away from our values, and bring ourselves into alignment with our authentic selves, our authentic truth, our authentic values, our authentic needs. Now, to simplify that, I will give y'all my favorite analogy to show what is the difference between self-gaslighting and not self-gaslighting. And it revolves around the fact that I fucking love donuts. Like, I could never, ever get enough, probably. I don't know. I've never tested that theory, but I love them. Especially my favorite is a chocolate old fashioned, and dipping that in some coffee. Like, oh my goodness, like heaven, right? But I am also pre-diabetic. And so that is not a healthy choice for me to buy donuts and enjoy them with any sort of frequency. I think I allow myself to do it a couple of times a year. Right? Like, not very many times at all. However, every time I go into the grocery store and I see them, like, I try to avoid that section when I can, but when I can't, it's like right next to the self-checkout aisle. When I can't, I always want one every single time. So self-gaslighting would be telling myself I shouldn't want that donut, as if there's some obligation or duty or correctness to not like donuts because they're not good for me. No, donuts are delicious and they're not good for me, right? So again, if we must use the word should, a non-gaslighting way would be to say something along the lines of, damn it, I love donuts and I really, really want one, and I shouldn't buy one right now because I really don't want to get diabetes. I'm really trying to stay out of that. I want to be healthy. Do you see the difference? One is owning our feelings and trying to draw ourselves into alignment with what we want and what we know is best for our authentic selves. The other is trying to convince ourselves to think or feel or believe differently than our authentic self would. At the beginning of this episode, I stated that I wanted to help explain it, and I also wanted to give you some tips and tools to recognize it. So the way that I'd like to do that today is by going into our top takeaways. So firstly, I really strongly recommend to remove the words should and shouldn't from your vocabulary. Try this instead. Because I value my health, I'm choosing to not get that donut, even though I want it. Right now, I shouldn't get that donut. Own our choices and name why. What value or need is it in alignment with? That's how we know we're operating in alignment with our authentic self instead of gaslighting ourselves. Number two, when you are saying should, ask yourself where that judgment or sense of obligation is coming from. And also ask yourself, what are my authentic thoughts, beliefs, feelings about this? Not what should I, right? What some preconceived should, but just whether it's right or wrong, what do I think, feel, believe? If I were free to be me, what would I think, feel, believe, perceive in this situation instead of what should I? So pay special attention. Firstly, try not to use it. Secondly, special attention to when you are using it and ask those questions. Thirdly, when in doubt, look to your values. For example, if you said the statement, I should be grateful, get curious. Do I value gratitude? Yeah, absolutely. Do I give it unconditionally? Nope. Fucking nope. I am not grateful for poor treatment, even if the other person expects me to be grateful for that treatment because they define it as good. If I don't think it's good, I get to say, I'm not going to be grateful for that half-assed attempt or whatever it might be, right? I'm also not grateful for gifts that have strings attached. Nope. So you define you and how you live out your values. Nobody else gets to tell you when you should or shouldn't be grateful. So when in doubt, look to your values and get really curious, not only about what they are, but how you would choose to live them out. Okay, as I wrap up today, I wanted to remind you of the different offerings I have on my website that help you recognize these types of gaslighting things and so many more. Check them out or even schedule a free consultation with me to talk about what programs are the best fit for you in your situation or your relationships. And I'll have the link for that free consultation and my website in the show notes. I invite you to follow me on your preferred social media platform. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Sarah Morales Coaching, and I'm on TikTok as at Sassy Sarah Deconstructs. And again, I'll have those links in my show notes. Thank you, my listener, for listening to today's episode. If you found it helpful and want to help me get it in the hands of more people who could benefit from it, please leave a review and subscribe. Really super helps get it in front of more people. Additionally, if you can think of one person in particular who could benefit, please share it with them. And remember, dear listener, you may have crashed and burned, maybe even earlier today. You may have been broken and hurt, but damn it, you're a phoenix and you're rising again. I think it's time we fly. And now, Phoenix by Katrina Stone.
There's no flicker, there's no flame in you. Think we're playing a game here. You and I aren't the same, and I need a chance to rise from the ashes. Everybody watching, everybody talking. Better keep on walking, bye-bye. 'Cause I don't wanna fall for another lie. I think it's time to fly. 'Cause I crashed and burned and broken, hurt and laid there for a while. But now I don't choke when I see smoke. It only makes me smile. You find me in the furnace. From the depths, and I don't think I need your blessing. The rhythm of my wheels only better now. They don't want that new blood, they just want that old love. Hell, you never enough for you. No, I don't wanna fall for that same old life. I think it's time to fly. 'Cause I crashed and burned and broken, hurt and laid there for. Choke when I see smoke, it only makes me smile. You find me in the